Tonight's shir, Simon Sadi, Se'if Yotess through Se'if Chaf Beis. Se'if Yotess. Yikba Mokom L'Tfilaso. A person should set a place where he will daven. Shlo Yishanehu Imlo L'Tzarech. He should not change from that place unless it's absolutely necessary. Ve'indai B'mashi Yikba Lo Beis HaKnesses L'Hispalel. And it's not sufficient to just select and designate a shul in which he will daven. But in the shul that he's designated to daven, he should have a place that is set his place for davening. He should designate a place for Kimatsin of Avinu. We find this by Avram Avinu, Shekav HaMokom L'Tfilasoi, that he had a set place to daven, like it says, V'yashkim Avram B'boker El HaMokom Asher Amacham Espenei Hashem V'Goymer. That Avram got up in the morning to daven in the place that he had previously davened. V'gam Keshem Mispal B'Veso Yik B'Mokom. And if a person davens at home, he should have a place in the house designated for his davening. Shlo Yival B'Luhu B'nei Abayis, that the members of the household should not interfere and disturb him when he's davening. Siv katan samech mokum kavua, he should have a set place in his set shul. V'toch arba amos chashuv mokom echad, within 4 amos of his place is his place. The EF Charlotte Samson, it's impossible to get it exactly precise. So we say that within dalan amos is all fine. There's a note on the side about an ovel who changes his mokom, his mishana mokom beis hakneses. So he has to go beyond dalan amos from his original place. Because if he's within dalan amos of his place, he's still in his place. So he has to go beyond dalan amos. Se'if chof. Yikanes shir shnei psochim v'achakach yispalel. He should enter into the shul the distance of, or the amount of, 2 doorways, and then he should daven. Yesh mefarshim, some explain this to me, and this is a lashon of the Gemara. The language of the Gemara, he should be nichnas shnei psochem. What does that mean? Yesh mefarshim, some explain, shir shnei psochem dahainu shmonet tfachim. He should enter into the shul a distance of 8 tefach. Yikanes lefnim, he should go inside. Shlo yeshev etz lapesach, he should not sit right by the door of the shul. Shenir kamasu yeshivas beis hakneses, it appears as if sitting in shul is a burden. He wants to be as close to the door as possible. So therefore we say, no, he should go in at least 2 door widths into the shul, and that'll be 8 tefachim. Well, if he's according to this, if his designated place to daven is happens to be by the door, ein l'kachlum, it's not a concern. Some explain the reason that if he sits by the door, he's busy looking outside and he can't think properly for his davening. Well, if he's according to this, if the door doesn't open to the street, there's no concern there either. Some explain the idea of entering to psochim has to do with not davening the minute you walk in the room. Don't hurry to daven as soon as you walk in. You should delay and pause the time it would take to walk the 8 tefach before you start to daven. When it's proper to follow all these explanations. The shear of 2 doors. If you look in the Bach, he writes in Tzarech Lasos Azara Lefnei Beis HaKnesses, that one should make a room or a lobby before the shul, before the sanctuary. Dugma ulam shari lefnei ha-hechel, similar to the ulam, which was the room you entered prior to coming into the hechel. V'herich lefarish b'zeh ha-mayim v'deshir shnei psochem, he goes on to explain at great length. This is what Chazal talk about, the amount of 2 doors, v'chein kasa mogen avam, and the mogen avam also writes this, v'chein nogel yom chomokom, this is the practice everywhere, to have this lobby before the sanctuary. Therefore, one should be mahad or not to daven in the lobby. Don't daven in the room prior to the sanctuary. You daven in the sanctuary. He should pause before beginning to daven. In order for his thoughts to settle, he should be able to daven with proper intent. If a person davens immediately as he enters suddenly, so his mind isn't settled. Mechabdim a Pesach Beis HaKnesses Shikonis HaGodol Techila. The halacha is we give honor at the doorway of the shul that the Godol, the greater one, enters first. Hovaroy the mezuzah, since the doorway is fit for mezuzah, the Gemara says the only doors that you mechabid are the doors that would deserve a mezuzah, and the shul door would deserve a mezuzah. There's no covet to who enters the Beis HaKisei first. It's not fit for mezuzah. There's no covet in such a doorway. And a door for a Beis HaKnesses, there is an element of covet. Seif Chav Aleph, Tzarech Shlo Yehidover Chotzeitz Beino Ben Akir. Nothing should separate between him and the wall to which he is facing. V'davah Kavua Kago Onaron V'teva Einim Chotzeitz. And however, things that are set, permanent fixtures, like the Arda Kaddish or the Teva, where we lain from, these are not considered chasisa. They're not considered the separation. V'chashav Mechitza Rak V'davah Godol Shagavah Asara V'roch Ba'abo. What's considered the separation between him and the wall? Something large, something 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Avdava katan chashav hefsek, something small like a chair, would not be considered the separation between himself and the wall. V'chein balichayim einam chotzitzim. Animals do not create a chatzitza either. Afilo odam in a chotzitz, even a person is not a separation. Thamo adds, v'li near the balichayim chotzitzim. I believe that an animal is a separation. V'odam in a chotzitz, but a person is not. That seems to be clear, the opinion of the poskim. But after the Nafal Tos Pesvam, maybe there was a mistake in the way the Shulchan Aruch was redacted, and maybe it never should have said Einam Chaitzim. Maybe it should have just said Bechem Balachayim or Chaitzis. Mishdebur Sivkad Samach Gimel, Shlo Yedavah Chaitzis. Nothing should separate between him and the wall. Shnemer, the Pasuk says, V'yaseiv Chizkiyo Panav Elakir V'yispalo. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall, and he davened. So you see there's nothing between him and the wall. Now, this is only the best way to do the mitzvah. For less by isur, there's no isur, kishet serach l'kach, when necessary, mitzad derech emochem, because the place is very tight. Okay, therefore, im e'ef shebekal sespal b'din acher, if it's not possible to daven any other way, sometimes you have 10 people davening in a room. It's impossible for everyone to stand without any separation between them and the wall. This is not a reason to hold up the davening, to find another room to daven. However, a person who's davening with something in between him and the wall should close his eyes. Or daven from a siddur, and not look out. He shouldn't come to be distracted by examining the thing which is standing between him and the wall. Between him and the wall, even if he's distant from the wall, he may be standing in the middle of the shul. He should see to it there's nothing separated between him and the far wall. But the Pimagodim is inclined to say that if the barrier is beyond Dalet Amos, where he's standing, that's a different place, Vishori, and it's fine. Giborim passes this way as well. V'teva, permanent fixtures in the shul are not considered a barrier. Umitos shalonu, our bed, so asuyas the shchiv that are meant to lay on. It's not normal to move them from place to place. That's also considered a permanent fixture and will not be a chatzitz if you're davening between the bed and the beds between you and the wall. The Yeshcholkin, others disagree with Tovla Hach, maybe the Afshar. It's proper to be strict if possible not to daven with the bed between you and the wall if possible. Sivkan Samachvav, Rak Bedava Godol, a chatzitza, a barrier between you and the wall, is something large. Ein betaz, if you look in the taz, called dover shut tzorich tefila, anything that's there to help you daven, afilu hu godol harbei, even if it's very large, einu choshev hefsek, is not considered the separation. Gon ha-shulchan, shebebayis, shemenich l'masidur, like the table in the house that you put your siddur on. V'cheinogu beis ha-knesses, sheish tefnei kol echad shulchan kotten, therefore you find in shul, everyone has a little table, shekar and shtender. Shemenich l'masidurim, you put the siddur on the shtender. Even though it may be 10 tefachim high or more, it may be 4 tefachim wide. The Achorim write this as well, that the shtender or the table is not considered a chatzitza. Sivkad Samach Zayin. V'roch v'arbo, 4 tefachim wide. Afilu b'ein v'roch v'arbo, rak l'mala rak lo l'mata. Even if it's only 4 wide at the top and not at the bottom, that's still a chatzitza. Sifkan Samachas, Lo Choshev Hafsik. Something small is not a Hafsik. For Pichod is Cholik, Pichod disagrees. V'chem v'sef my Mordechai Kosev, the Medivit Shuvah Saram Mashuvah B'Beis Yosef L'Mashon Hachi. My Mordechai also says, from the Shuvah Sarambam that's quoted in Beis Yosef, it implies that even small things are Hafsik. U'mekomokam Saf Salim Shabbat Knesset, but when it comes to benches and shul, L'kulyam L'choshev Hafsik, everyone agrees it's not a Hafsik. The Kavuam Heim, they're set furniture. Ayin Shom P'Michodesh, look in the P'Chodesh. Se'if Chof Beis. V'yesh Misha Omer, there's those who say, She'yesh Li Zahir Milispa'la Achor Shum Adam. One should not down behind another person. For Tov L'Chosh L'Dvav, and it's good to worry about that. Mr. Brewer says, if Kon Samach Tesh, She'yesh Li Zahir Milispa'la, one should be careful from down behind another person. Kosev Asefa Ma'am Mordechai. My Mordechai writes, L'Chor Yesh L'Daktik B'Zeh. One has to think about this. Because how could you be careful with such a thing? You'd have a shul where everyone in the shul is on the kaisel, on the wall, and another person in between. Therefore, it seems even this yesh misha omer doesn't hold as a true separation. She also called him that it's also for anyone to stand before another person. It's an extra care, if possible, to take into consideration. In a shul when it's impossible, of course, you could down behind another person. If a person is very particular when he does, he should try to get a spot up against the wall. That is what the Maamar writes. So this is where it becomes a whole Indian of Mizrachant, who's davening on the Mizruch, because basically the concept of Mizruch is that there's no one between you and the wall. So there's only a limited number of spots on Mizruch. So that's the Maila where Mizruch comes. And if it's other places, it'll be Marpin, we're in the world you are. But that's the point that there's only so many places you're going to get along that wall. So a person who's a medactic, but myself, strives to have such a place, but for the Hamonam, it's not going to happen. And it's not a concern if you can't do it.